משום שנכנס אור ממעטים בשמחה. עם כל זה, התרא והתפילה יהיו בשמחה. משיקוסו בספורת. שאין זה סתירה כלל. שגם יום תשפה בולדו להרגיש כי אשרינו מתי חלקנו לשמח ויוסינו עומן נבחר שקיבל את התרא מסיני. וכל הפיוט, עליון עם סוס ותחתון עם עוזלו וקבול את התרא מסיני, גוז איבן ותשפה. ומיד רואי לכל עיר השומיים ליוס מיצר ודגל החום, כמבור בשולחן ערוך. ואיר הפעם שעומר צובר איכו לפני רבינו בדרך פשיטס, הרי יש שפיר שמשנכנס אוב ממעטי מסצורס בשמחה. ומוכר רבינו על כך בתויקף, כמה מן הסילוף והרחוק הסאמס יש בכגוין דו. והיתוכן לאסיס דברתי רפלסטר חס ושולם. והגדולים שאומרו מעניין זה, וקצת אנחנו פשוט זמנה בקוסקה, יש בעתי על ינק בוחר גזוק דור. ואנו נסכם אל העבוד עשה השם בתירו במצווס בשמחה. קרוי הביום עם אלו. משניך מהסוף, ממעטים. כוח הקליפס, כוח הצורס, בשמחה, דוח דעבודה בשמחה. מיש נוח דנצינג. דוס איז פקורסס תזוג דו דוס דפשט. סילוף התירה. No, it was the oimek the pshat in the Kotzke Rebbe. So the oimek in the pshat, I'm saying, I didn't hear it in Kotzke, I only heard it in that bochur when he said it in that dancing. It's a very good yeshiva, the oimek was thinking and learning, my amish is the last to talk. But it's interesting, it's an undersold yeshiva from Panovich, it was. But he said like this, the pshat is, state that the churban is coming, שייט אין פסוק תחס אשר לא יבדת אס השם אלוקיך בשמחו ובטוב לבו אז יגיד לו זה לקלויז ברבה in the Holocaust and he said that he heard the whole time 6 years he was carrying up the תחס אשר לא יבדת אס השם אלוקיך בשמחו ובטוב לבו תחס אשר לא יבדת אס השם אלוקיך בשמחו everything was happening in the Holocaust תחס אשר לא יבדת אס השם אלוקיך בשמחו the goal is comes but we didn't אוהב את השם בשמחה ולקוס קרה בגזוק שנכנס אוב, ממעטים אס הצורס, how you fix it? בשמחה אז יא אוהב את השם בשמחה we want to do רוצים להשם אוהב את השם בשמחה אני אוהב את השם בשמחה עם מתק אבל זה זוגם כיצה מתק נמס הקליפס ואת הצורס בשמחה to dancing זה לא בניגן, זה סילוף האמס I don't know what does it mean and give the dance or not אבל יש לך משהו אז נהיה את הדרגים זה הלוכם ממעטים במסה ומעט So the Mishnah Berurah brings out that as vaneinu lemaisa the minig is most close stores people don't stop the stores because hakol can make kidei chayenu. But the Mishnah Berurah says b'masu umatn shel simcha roi lehachmir. The idea of the business is from simcha is roi lehachmir im loy shu yori. If it's a sale or something like that, then you're allowed to. You're allowed to buy. Kalim for the house if it's not Kalim Chashuvim or if it's not for decorating the house. But if it's Kalim Chashuvim like silver, menorahs, bechers, you're not allowed to. Now what if the washing machine breaks? Rav Nissim Kareli tells not to buy a new washing machine, to wait till after Tisha Sayonim. Unless anyway don't need it, we'll see later in a few minutes. And some Poskim all of you allowed to. Now, you're not allowed to buy new clothes. People don't know this halacha. Even if you're not planning to wear them. Now, new clothes includes socks. You're also not allowed to buy socks. This is Mukha the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah says, Apuzmak is what we call socks. You're not allowed to buy them. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, you're not allowed to buy also a yarmulke and a gartel. And Tisha Sayomi. It's like Beged Chodosh. What would it be if you allemal makbid on it and you lost it and you don't have andere and Sforim state is considered dvar mitzvah and you're allowed to. But if you still want to have a better gartel, a nicer gartel, a new one, you're leaving back home, well, it's a gartel from Eretz Yisrael. You have to buy it on a Friday or on a Sunday. You can't buy it in Tisha Sayomim. Same thing a yarmulke. Slippers for Tisha B'Av you're allowed to buy. I'm a super because I'm going to buy Crocs and the Chashiv Crocs. I'm not so sure if he's allowed. I don't know if it's considered the Tzerich HaAveilus. But normal slippers or the cheap ones, We'll see later. Maybe you're not. It's a shame if you're allowed to wear crocs on Tisha B'Av or not. This is a shame. Will be the shoe negative of Tisha B'Av. And the tzaddik, you're allowed to wear these things. For sure, the cheap ones, the normal slippers, for sure you're allowed to buy for Tisha B'Av, even that normally you're not allowed to buy clothes. Why? The poskim says it's considered a misasik and davelus. I'm busy. Like, you know, even if you don't buy kelim, I'm not allowed to buy a stool to sit on in Tisha B'Av. It's misasik and davelus. Again, if it's a sale, Avadi you're allowed to. Now, it's a Mishnebura, it's interesting to steer in the Mishnebura. In one place, the Mishnebura says that Mematim to do Masumatin Shel Simcha, Liknis Klei Kesef V'Tzorchei Chupa. Dehainu, even if in our days we're not Memait B'Masumatin, the stores are not closed, or the Moshe, if you're getting married during the summer, not to buy the things for the Chasana during 9 days. It's not changing. Mishnebura says that even though it's an issur to buy clothes, but if a chosin needs it for his chasin, the avada is allowed to buy it if he needs it for after it. So Pesach Tshuva wants to answer the stira that the pshat is as a lo yitzir, it's time to buy it after it. It's just more convenient to buy it now, you're not allowed. Not allowed. But if taka, you cannot buy it later, you're allowed to. Not then again, some chassanim, they go back, they want to buy some malbushim here in Eretz Yisrael, or fakert. So the Maizan, the Mishnebura says, if there's no chetim to buy it before or after, you're allowed to buy it in Tishas Hayomim, even as the Tzerech HaChassan. You're not allowed to sew new clothes. Now the Shulchan Aruch state, you're not allowed to fix them in Tishas Hayomim. The Maizan, Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that the issur to fix doesn't mean to sew a button, and doesn't mean if something tears in your pants, you're allowed to fix it. But the Shulchan Aruch says not to fix means sometimes a person, Lamazogin, they have clothes and it's good for the kid 5 years old, and now they decided to make it longer for the kid 6 years old. This is called Letaken. That, not to do in 9 days, the Beralocha says, but you have it till Shavuot Shechalba, you could be making. But the Mishnah Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv say, Poshut, that if a button and these things fall, you're allowed to sew them on in the 9 days. Is the issur to wear Shabbos clothes? Now, you have to know what is called Shabbos clothes. The moshul, by the Litvish HaBochrim, a tie is also sometimes considered like a Shabbos clothes. But you have to know, it's not so posh that a tie is called a Shabbos clothes. If Lama Zogin, in every wedding he puts on a tie, I want to explain, some people for every wedding that they go, they put on the Shabbos clothes. Say it. So the pshat is Shabbos dik, and they mechabed the wedding with a Shabbos clothes. But a lot of people pshat the moshul, they're not. They don't put on the Shabbos clothes. But to come without a tie, it's to come undressed to the chasana, yeah? But it's not the pshat Shabbos clothes. They go to the choshma meeting, they will put on a tie. This is not called a Shabbos clothes. It's a chashivas dik clothes. They go to a meeting, a choshma meeting, they come to a faher somewhere, they come with a tie. The pshat, this is a chashivas. This is not Shabbos clothes. Then Rav Zalman said, how are you allowed to wear it? On a moshul, some people have doing. Normally, they go with a suit that, you know, the top is black, the bottom is blue. Not one piece suit. But for choshev matzavim, they go with one piece suit. But again, it's not their Shabbos. They have a Shabbos and they have a suit, and that suit of Shem Zalman is not called a Shabbos suit. It's not for Shabbos. They don't wear that suit. It's a matzav choshev. Not in a simple day they go with it. Now, if you have a date, if you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes or not, Shlomo Zalman brings down that they told him, Shlomo Zalman was very machmir on it. He said, maybe in the first date. But later he said, listen. So they said that they told him the Chazon Ish, the Eidus of a person that was dating, and the Chazon Ish was matin to wear Shabbos clothes for the date. Shlomo Zalman said, you have to know if you're the matzav, you know what I mean? He says, I'm all a person without a Shabbos clothes, like it looks very weak, dik, yeah? But Shlomo Zalman says, for Moshe, if you could wear it, not Shabbos dik, it's Malach HaShleimah. If you have a bar mitzvah, the parents of the bar mitzvah boy and the bar mitzvah boy are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. Legabe, the cousins, the Piskit Shari Tshuva is mistapik, if the uncles are allowed to or not. A lot of people are makeup. If you have an engagement, the chosim kala and the parents, both sides, and grandparents are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. It says, if not, it's a bizayon for the engagement. For a bris milah, also, for sure, Rav Zalman said, the grandparents for sure are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. the uncles, some of us are maker. Now, our minig is, I'm not going into it, our minig is, and I know everyone, every bacher, this kasha, I get every year from every chashev bacher. Yeah, most chashev bachim learn hilchis 9 days before the 9 days. This Shabbos, you go over the halachas. You go over the halachas, and it says there that in Shabbos you don't wear Shabbos clothes. Nishtet. Chelik of a Shabbos, lov shem matzri levonim. Mishnah Berurah brings down. Goran. As I was given the minig by the Gro, that the Gro wore weekday clothes on Shabbos. Now, our minig is that we wear Shabbos, we wear mamish all of the clothes like during the week. Shabbos, like every Shabbos. So, Mod Nazach. The halacha was given that they didn't wear Shabbos clothes, they didn't put on Shabbos clothes even for Shabbos. And our minig be given that everyone puts on, I think, kimat every kehillah in Klal Yisrael put on Shabbos clothes and Shabbos chazoyim, and they're not makpid on this goyen and the andre. Shal is, what is the pshat? Meikar adin the halacha is that even in Shabbos you don't wear Shabbos clothes. And our minig is, what? What? Our minig is that we wear Shabbos clothes. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? The pshat is pshat. Avada the avelis is mechayev even in Shabbos not to wear. The avelis is mechayev even in Shabbos. This is the reason they're going. Didn't wear even in Shabbos clothes. So why are minig is that we wear? What? It's different because it's Shabbos for everyone. It's not avelis of tzibur. Shabbos is doicha, avelis de yochi, not avelis de tzibur. So the answer is, but what is the pshat? It changed. Today, no, this halacha b'chol doesn't exist. You have to understand, shtol tzachtzu, what would be the matzav if all of us will wear weekday clothes on Shabbos, chazayin? The avelis will go duch and duch, yeah? We'll stop to make this yomim in the camps, yeah? We'll be a real avelis. Klai Yisrael will feel tisha sayomim. Come Shabbos, everyone wears normally. Gets into the shower. Everyone does kilu, it's no avelis. I think the reason is very posh what it happened. Shtel Tzachtzu, you know, today, you hear a Mola Bacher, a mistake, wakes up in the middle of the night on Shabbos, forget that the Shabbos presses the button. Yeah. Shining, you forgot. Shtel Tzachtzu, if we wear weekday clothes, you know how much Shabbos will be going around? So the Gedolim, the last Dor, realize that by us, without wearing Shabbos clothes, we'll forget that it's Shabbos. We'll be so weekday dick, in the end, people will do mistakes. People will carry. The Mele, the Gedolim decided that it's better to be Maker and the Avelis and to be Machmir and Shabbos. Because this is the Metzius. Now, Motzi Shabbos. Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to change. Me'ikir Adin, you don't have to change. The Chazanish, they said, was machmir on it, straight after Avdoleh, and the Zogon after Mlevi Malkim, he had, did it quick, and he changed. Rav Shlomo Zalman would take off the Shtraimel miyad Motzei Shabbos. Say, it's Toch 9 take, and he would take it off. He didn't go around with it. But Me'ikir Adin, you're allowed to. But Rav Adin, for sure, not the word Sunday morning again. Now, is the Isur Kibbutz? Is the Isur Kibbutz? Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to be mechabes a beged b'tisha sayomim, one aloche. Now, you're not allowed to do it, here's when again, the yeshiva, a bachur is leaving, yeah? Every good bachur doesn't leave yeshiva till the end of Zman. So he's leaving Motzei Tisha B'Av, but you know, he doesn't want to come home with so much laundry. So he wants to give it to the dry cleaner. If I go, no, not Tisha B'Av, Motzei Tisha B'Av, we'll pick it up. It's an usul. Even to give it to a guy, and even to give it to a Sfardi. Nahainu. A lot of Bochum, every year they have the same Shaila. Some of the dry cleaners here, I don't know, they change from time to time, but some of them, I think 80% of them are Sfardi. Now the Sfardi, Me'ikar Adin, they only keep Shavua Shechalboy. Zog the Ashkenazi Bochum, and Shubaya, he's a Sfardi, by him it's not 9 days today. So he only has to keep next week, means in a week and a half he will have only Sunday, Monday. So I will give my clothes to dry cleaner tomorrow. He's a Sfardi, he's allowed to do. I'm not allowed to wear it, I'll pick it up Matzit Tisha B'Av. The aloch is not only to a Sfardi, even to a goy you're not allowed to. Now, some wanted to say that a Sfardi is better from a goy. Why? They said, Pshat is Azeh. No, I explained to the Moshe. By the goy, Chazal asked it to give to the goy. By the Sfardi, it's not Tisha Sayomim. His aloch has said that it's not Tisha Sayomim. A goy, the Moshe, Amir al goy. You're not allowed to tell a goy in Shabbos, right? Or by the Moshe, Yom Tov Sheni, a lot of people say to a different year, right? But you're not an American emotion. Yom Tov Sheni, you're not allowed to tell a guy. So why are you allowed to tell a Ben Eretz Yisrael? Why are you allowed to tell a Ben Eretz Yisrael if you're not allowed to tell to a guy? That a guy is bottled to you. A Ben Eretz Yisrael is out of the picture. So some rabbani wanted to say, you're allowed to give to a Sfardi. But a Sfardi, it's not Nishta Zayomim. But it's Nishta Zayomim. It's clone Nishta Zayomim, iskimu kol apoiskim, that the Isur is that your clothes are given to rinse. The male is not the din amire. Male, you're not allowed to give it not to a goy and not to a sfardi. So the halachic kimat was never lemaisa, but behind it, it's very lemaisa. No. He's not allowed to buy clothes in Tisha Sayom. What? I don't know. Now, you're not allowed to, if you have a... You're not allowed to do also laundry. It's very negative to people that have laundry companies. Goyim come to do laundry by you. So you're not allowed to. But it's only with Sanmari Sain. But maybe the Heidi Kepois can say that Lemosh, if you have a laundry company and it's in a not Dafka in a Jewish neighborhood, so everyone knows that the laundry that you're doing is Lav Dafka for the Yidden, so Avadi allowed to have it running even in Tisha Sayomim. Now, it's a big machlekes, you're allowed to put a load of wash in the washing machine before Tisha Sayomim, and it will carry on washing at Tisha Sayomim. So again, a lot of time, Shaz Atchak, the last minute. Some Poiskim Aser, as we said, the Isur is that my clothes are getting clean. Some say no, it's mutter. Because the maise goes basal that chol. But the kula alma, you're not allowed to drop washing by the dry cleaner. The moshe to give it Sunday, and he will do it during Tisha Sayomim. Again, there's no lif me'iva because it's a sfardi. But you want to drop it Sunday, no, no, Tisha Sayomim. To put it into the washing machine, you're allowed to. If it's some shittas, and it will wash made of. Oh, but to put it by the store, you can't say it's like the washing machine, and now we made it, it's cleaning.
If they will do it
in that day. No. If they really have it said that they will do it in that day, in a chanan. But if you plan that they will do it later, you're not allowed.
You clean stuff for Shabbos. It's in the
whole world
for Shabbos.
Shabbos chazen. You're not allowed to.
For Shabbos, though.
You're not allowed to. Shabbos, you're not allowed to, even for Shabbos.
1 out of 10 I do that day, mostly do after.
I don't know the mitzvah. If it's a suffix, make it a rabbonot, neisach nisht. It can't be that he does the whole thing, what he will do the whole week. Now, I want to say, is it Baruch Hashem was printed Alich HaShleime? Till I knew this Alich HaShleime, I was very machmer on it, and I never saw people that are machmer, I never knew why. The stipler, though, Rabbeinu brings down B'Shem the stipler, that the Isur Kibbus, we said, you're not allowed to give it to the dry cleaner, you're not allowed to make a kibbus. A lot of times you're eating lunch in yeshiva, and something spills on your shirt. So you want to go to the sink and rub it off. It's Shabbos, it's Melocha Dei Reise, it's Kibbutz. Stipe says in 9 days you're also not allowed to do it. In Chalamod you're also not allowed to do it. You have to take off your shirt. Only if it's mamish and bizayin, you're in yeshiva and you can't go back to your room. I'm at home. I eat supper and I get dirty. Now I don't have so much shirts. So I want just to take off the stain. Stipe says, Kibbutz, Tisha Sayomim, Kol Bishayim, Misav Yerushalayim, and Ezecha V'Rebbe V'Niyotam. You take off the stain, and Ezecha V'Rebbe V'Niyotam. Rabbi Zamer Rebbe said, Dosi Nishkin Kibbutz, and it's Mutar even in Chol HaMoed. So now you have a lot of time. Chol HaMoed, you're eating somewhere, something falls in your shirt.
Depends on being the
stain is,
no? What? Depends on being the stain is. Before it
being the stain is. No, it doesn't make it the biggest.
Does it make a difference?
But if it's the stain on the whole cloth, yeah. So it's not called the stain. So.
Why is Shabbos worse?
Why is Shabbos worse? Shabbos is deraisa, it's melachas kibbutz. Shem Zalman said here is not chalois din kibbutz. Chazal asked to make laundry. Here's the melachas kibbutz. Koisev is one ois. Mavir is one ois. The get of the rabbonim, Shem Zalman says, not a masiach das min ha'avelus. He says, it can't be said that it's a stain. Can't be said. Chazal asked, this is not bichlal d'gzeira. It's not like a melachah d'oraisa. Well, I don't know, the statement is, kibbutz is kibbutz. Shem and shiyotza mipay ketchum, kibbutz is kibbutz. Now, the lemaise, it's brought down, I don't know in America what is the meaning, the Shabbos Chaim brings down that you're not allowed to rinse the floor also within kibbutz. Lemaise was niskabel the minig, and ganz klar saw that you don't rinse the floors in Tisha Sayobi. Now, Shem Zalman lekovet Shabbos you're allowed to. Shem Zalman says to put less soap from every week. This is the way Shem Zalman understands the Salmas Chaim. The Piskei Tshuva understands that the Salmas Chaim meant that even during the week, if you do it with less soap, it's a shinui, it's already mutar. Again, it's only meikar adin. Meikar adin, it's mutar. It's only a chumre. Now, the minig is to aser, but. Like on Shabbos, the meaning is to be matir. For Bismedrash, the meaning is to be matir. If it's very dirty, that's mamish nish gishmak, you're allowed to. Only if you're doing it just to refresh, you're not allowed to. Or if it's little kids that are playing on the floor, also, and they get dirty, you're allowed to. Now, you have to know, the shayla is the zol bezach. So, avad it to vacuum, you know, people have like, to hoover and the carpets, take off the dust, for sure you're allowed to. If you do it wet, zazazach, you bring it to wash it, as a company, dust, about you're not allowed to do. There's mamish kibbutz. It's kibbutz, it's material. It's not only a floor. But again, it's only a minig be'alme, avad, it's not a me'akev, and when a person needs and has to, you could be making. Clothes of little kids, you have to know. The Shlomo Zalman, Rebbe Eliashiv holds, the halach is that big diktanim you're allowed to. This is that big diktanim you're allowed to. What age that you're allowed to rinse big diktanim? Rebbe Eliashiv holds till 5 or 6. Till 5 or 6, you're allowed to rinse their clothes. Now, what it says not to do a lot of it, Shlomo Zalman said in our days it's not negiah. In the old days it was negiah. Today you put one washing machine, it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to do one by one. I'm all, they did it by hand. So if a person makes a whole pile, people will think that they're busy with kibbutz. Today, the metzias says, you put it in a washing machine, and maybe you're allowed to. But the kula alma, you're not allowed to, what some people think, that if I put a washing machine for the kids, they push really one clothes for the older kids also. You know, one press. Shlomo says, no, again, like we explained, the lombus of these two kibbutz is that the begonim are miskapsim. The begonim are miskapsim. He asked before why it's not like Shabbos. Same thing in Shabbos, if you give someone else to do it for you, it's no Aveira. It's only Amira. Here's the Isu, because the getter of the Aveira is that your clothes are rinsed. To polish your shoes, Shlomo Zalman and Rebbe Eliashiv hold that it's also a kind of kibbutz. Rebbe Moshe Feinstein is matir. But he says only to clean it, but not to shine it after it. The Kovet Shabbos of Shlomo Zalman and Auerbach holds you allowed to polish your shoes. The same thing, you're allowed to take a wipe and wipe it even during the week. It's not called kibbutz. I don't think so. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that he taught, and he says by him it's posher that you're allowed to brush your teeth, even with perspective, even with soap, but he says person that normally doesn't do it, he's not so sure if you're allowed to do it in Tisha Sayyam. The Maestro, you have to know, the Moshe, the Sefer, Divri Sefer, and Hilchis Aveles, he's Mahmud and Aveli will not brush it. So, Chitza with Sabah, you're not allowed to rinse with soap? Now I want to know, what the Koch Nefosh is based on? I want to tell you, white people, well, Gdoyle Yisroel, by them, every Aloche is Aloche. Hadig is a door, it doesn't mistake, mistake, but it's us. It's a gate, it's a gate, it's a gate, it's a gate. Why people brush their teeth? Some people brush their teeth, they told them, if they don't do it, the teeth fall. Say, Kenzai, most people, I don't know, the Lechad doesn't go like that. If Hashem wants, it's healthy, if not, not. There's another reason people brush their teeth. You feel fresh. Feel fresh when you brush the teeth.
Depends on the talk to you, don't run away.
What?
When I talk to you, you don't run away. Please talk to somebody.
Again, maybe before you go to sleep, also you're going to talk to someone when you sleep. Why brush your teeth before you go to sleep? Because you're going to talk to someone in the dream? The talent is, you feel fresh. No, you feel fresh. Because you feel, because you feel fresh. Simcha. Is the isur rechitza with soap to feel fresh? Lekule alme, the isur rechitza was if a person rinses himself to feel good, Chazal answered it. If a person wants to wash his hands, not because it's dirty, he likes to have the soap, he feels gishmak, it's a isur to do it in 9 days. It's a isur. It's a isur to do it. Chazal answered. So in our day, there's a mitzvah, you wash a part of the body inside the mouth, and you feel refreshed. So if you do it for health reasons, for sure you're allowed to. Oh, but if you're not doing it for health reasons, just, it's refreshing. Again, Shem Zalman said that the Maizi thinks that it's not also. But you have to know, so don't machmir him that aser. Okay, after the Isur Kibbus, is the Isur to wear clothes that were mechubos. And chutz from the isu to bring the clothing to a matzav of kibbutz is the isu to take bgodim and mechubasim and to wear them. Not only bgodim, towels and linen that are mechubasim is the isu. Is the isu to use them. So what you do? You want to wear fresh clothes. So the eitzah is be'etzem before Rosh Chodesh to prepare. To wear it like a half an hour, Rosh Hashanah says to wear it 2 minutes doesn't help. Doesn't help. And Shabbos is a shaila how to do that, it will not look like meichi. If a person didn't prepare before Tisha Sayomim, the eitzah is to put it on the floor and to step on it a little bit. Then it gets a little bit dirty. What I do is I'm also, I put it on a bed, I sit on it a little bit, lay on it a little bit, it gets like creasy. Then I put it on the floor a little bit, step on it, and I'll choose.
Just on the bed without stepping on the floor, it's good. Just on the bed.
A lot. Now, not for 2 minutes. You want to sleep on it a little bit. Now, I'm gonna. I will explain. I say, Alamo, Darke Hashem Yeshorim. I will explain to you a very big kula. How you could skip this halacha, but I don't want you to use the kula, but I'll explain to you. I want to explain to you a little bit the longness. But add that. First, now, as a machlek is, what kind of clothes? The marshal, only shirts? Pants, pants, most people don't have it coming out in the drag, fresh, you know, pants. Other shirts? Avada. Underwear? As a machlek is. The Chaim Kanievsky and Nissim Kareli told, that even these clothes you have to prepare. Shem Zalman is making. Okay, these clothes are not such a problem. You just put them on the floor and you walk, then it doesn't make a difference. It's not such a chisal. The reason Shem Zalman holds you out to hold it's not for Havra, it's just for Zay. I want to explain a little bit. The Isur of Kibbutz says people feel good. Everyone knows himself. You take a new shirt, it's iron, it stands good. You feel good about yourself. That's the Mitzvah. This is what Chazal asked. Shem Zalman. Fresh underwear is not because to go. You just need to clean yourself. You just have to be clean. It's not the bgodim of Zeya. It's not bgodim for rafches. The moshul. He said a guest comes. You're allowed to put new linen on. It's not refreshing. It's a normal person in his house. He wants refreshing, refreshed linen. He's not allowed to. This is the issue of Tisha Sayomim. But a guest coming, it's Mirznik. And Shabbos, we're allowed to, we pass and we're everything allowed to wear clothes that are already mechubas. Emotional. The big shaila is an emotional, the people that own hotels, especially now, a lot of people go to hotels these days. It's a big shaila. If you own a hotel, it's not so posh. The ma'aseh, the rabbonim hold that you're allowed to change the linen for the guest. Now, you yourself, if you come to a hotel, you have to ask them not to change the linen. Da'anu. To change it before the first person that came before you. But in the meaning of the hotels, every day they give you new linen. In some places, they give it in twice a day, they change it. They ask them not to change it for you. Because this is for refreshing. This is the issur to change. The owner of the hotel, the place can say that he has a heter. Now, I want to ask a shayla. A person has only one shirt, and the shirt gets dirty that he can't wear anymore. What he does? It's one shirt. Ha, you know, one shirt doesn't have one pants. It's more matzu. Not matzu, one jacket is very matzu. And got dirty. A whole petal zach. You can't wear it. You can't wear it, what do you do? Shabuah says, till Shabuah Shechalboy, you're allowed to rinse it. You're allowed to give it a dry cleaner to clean it. B'shavua shechalboy, you're not allowed to. But till Shavua shechalboy, if you don't have nothing else to wear, it's like, yeah, a lot of times, the house is, so Hashem, you'll have kids. So you have to know that you have some kids, you have 3-4 clothes, they can't do it, they're not the ma'asidik anymore, they don't know what to wear. They don't know what to wear. So you're allowed to. They don't have nothing else to wear for Shabbos, they just don't have. So you're allowed to. So some people hold like this. They take the first shirt, it gets dirty completely. It gets dirty. So he doesn't have a different shirt. So if he doesn't have a different shirt, he's allowed to rinse the shirt. Right? So he's taking out the second shirt from the closet. Why has to make it? If I don't have a different shirt, I'm allowed to wear. I'm allowed to wear something mechubas if I don't have nothing else. So I take my first shirt, it gets dirty completely, and then I'm allowed to. So you have to know, the answer is one of the two. Could be he's allowed to rinse it, but he has to make it ois mechubas. If it's biyadi to make it ois mechubas, he has to make it ois mechubas. So b'meile, he ain't a chanami, he's allowed to rinse it, but he has to take away the shining of the kibbutz. A. B. To change in such a matzav, you only could change when your clothes are mamish black. We, in our days, we don't change when it's black. We want to change after a day or two. Shemazaman Ayobach said, but that mikol mekoyim, the minhag haroi is, even if a person has lama zogen, 7 shirts, 9 shirts, and he prepares, if he prepared mamish Allah, but he says, not to change every day and to make the shtick of preparing. Chazal didn't want it. Chazal wants that you will not wear fresh new clothes to feel good. This is what he wanted. They wanted not to have fresh clothes. So he said, if it's dirty, and it's, but he says, every person knows, he says, better, yeah, new shirt, a new day, a new shirt, yeah? That's what Shemzama says. You can't say that it's also, but the Piskechir brings down that he spoke to a lot of Meir Oroes, that this is the Derech Haroi Vayosho. Maybe second day change.
If you were for a half hour, that thing?
Even if you did a half an hour. I said, if you wait for 5 hours, there's no difference. But he said, the idea is, Chazal asked to wear clothes, mechubas. This is the gather of the Isra of Chazal. So you're trying to skip it? Or go by? Is the Isra rechitzen tisha sayom? The halach is like this. Noyagim shlo elicho etz kol aguf afilu betzoyne. Pon of yodav v'raglov, you're allowed to betzoyne. Pon of means face, not the head, not the hair. Yodav is a machleikis if it's only the, what do you call it? Or till here.
Elbow, shoulder?
No.
Elbow.
No, not shoulder. No,
elbow.
Shoulder. Till the elbow. The feet also, what is till where you're allowed to raglov? Some say till the knee. Some say only the bottom. Now, the feet in our days, the bottom of the feet, avada you're allowed to. In our days, it also gets dirty. Till the knees, today doesn't get dirty. In the old days, they went in the dust. Chatzur Aglechem, Avraham Avinu. So they say, the hands get dirty, the face gets dirty, the feet get dirty. Today, the bottom part of the feet get dirty. This you're allowed to wash. So Ponav Yodav V'Raglo B'Tzoynin you're allowed to. Among the mass, B'Tzoynin doesn't mean freezing. It's allowed to be pleasant. It's not allowed to be warm to enjoy. Oh, but if you can't suffer the cold and you put in hot to take away the cold, you're allowed to have it pleasant. Tzoynin means pleasant. It just doesn't mean warm and nice. This is the issue. Says that the heat that has to be kechoy maroik, same heat that the roik has. If it's weiter cold for him, he's allowed to make it till he's not cold. The issue is rechitzas tainu gezosu. So be'etzim, this is the aloche. You're not allowed to rinse. Aloche. So I want to read the Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Neuerbach. He brings the only portion, I'll only read what he says. You know, maybe the words will be better. Af misha minus merchitza geremes leitzar. Even a person that when he doesn't rinse, it's tzar for him. Ein lo lehekel mishum kach klal. Not to be mekel at all. Berchitza betisha sayomi. Ein lehekel. Why? So I'll explain to you why it's like Rabbi Shmuel Zalman. What he says, he's mitzta'er. This is what Chazal wanted you to be mitzta'er, exactly. What do you think they wanted it? Not to mitzta'er. Why they made this takana? People like the rinse, and they said, don't. Ukedayu beisel ekeinu. Velekach lo yikol ha-mitzta'er o istenis rasha el ha-okel badovo. Ach mi she-mitzta'er be-yoyser ve-siv lo yirav, yesh lo yiris lo yeter lichutz be-tsoinen kifi ha-echrach, lo yi-besabon, the kula ha-ilo yitikne. One second.
To the Americans, hadorim ato beretz Yisrael, veregilim lirchitz bechol yom.
They take showers every day. Amot, they took showers once. It can't be once in 9 days, because what Chazal said. So I said, Amot, they took Mistome once in 2 days, so then Chazal asked you. Someone that takes every day, Mistome Chazal didn't answer. The Mishu began a ristinish mamish. Someone is mamish a istenis shori berechitze, aval b'stome ein leachzikem beistenis. Elo sheregilim bekar letaynu. They like to be enjoyed. The people that are like to have enjoyment. They like to feel good. Is America? Yeah. They eat pizza. They eat food. They like to enjoy. They go to camps and they like to take showers. But it's a yisu. It's not istenis. ואף להרגילים בכך, ומרגישים קוישים בלא ירחיצה, אין נראה להתיר יויסר מבייס פעמים בשבוע. ועל כל פנים, בסבון, ובסוף, ודה אין להוקר. This is Rabbi Shmuel Zalman that was a maker בדרך כלל. Some people say, yeah, but today, people sweat, and it's hard, and it's very hard. So I want to tell you, it's a bummer myself. You know, today, everyone is sitting in this room. You know what normally had to be now the matzav and the shir here? Everyone will be soaking wet. It's a hot day. We're in a shelter here. It's very hot. Baruch Hashem is gives cold air. So you're right. What people say, the world became hot today. I'm always not so hot. That's what they say, the whole, there's a hole there. And so the heat comes in, and they're getting nice. Amol, the Chazal said that people didn't sweat so much, people didn't die, but today people sweat very much. You're right. Can they get that sweating? Hashem gave air conditioning. More than that. Today, every person has showers in his house. We are much cleaner. And it's this. The clothes are clean. Everyone has washing machines. It's very easy. We have so much clothes. You know, people didn't change their clothes. Shtot Tzatzuma was the matziv, 9 days. No showers, no changing clothes. How they felt. We change your clothes the whole time. So we think it's very hard for us. And that time was also very hard. What do you think was not hard? Not to rinse the clothes, and not to take showers for 9 days, and no one brings down the Shulchan Aruch Psaheta. So it evens out. You're right that today people are much more spoiled. It became hotter. But can I get that everyone has so much clothes, so much underwear to change? People, there's not one person that even when I take a shower is not changing his underwear during 9 days. And that day they didn't have it. No, we can't change our halacha. It's called Misha Eina Misa B'Yerushalayim Eino Yzoicha V'Roya B'Vinyano. Eino Yzoicha V'Roya B'Vinyano. So the Yitzhar says, learn, learn, learn. He'll just convince you to take a shower and marry you. Now it's a mikdash. This is the way it has to be. It's chomu shebechomu. No, efshar, you have to amol. If a person lama zogin has a bad smell that disturbs different people or disturbs himself, avada is allowed to. Now, in Erev Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch brings down v'matir pono v'yado v'raglo v'roishe b'tzoyne. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is used to every week to do it with hot water, he's allowed to rinse even with hot water. If he's used to every Erev Shabbos to do it. The Mishnah Berurah says to do it without soap. In our days, we bake a lot to do with soap. Because the Maaseh, we said a whole Zach today that people are very istinis and it's very hard for people. So even though we're not matir it, but for sure it's considered Kovet Shabbos. The Hainu, it's not Kovet Shabbos to come with such a matzah to Kovet Shabbos. So Mamele, in our days, the Maaseh is people that are machmir takeh only ponav yodav v'raglo v'roishoy, but most of the oilam are makel to rinse all of the body to Kovet Shabbos, v'yesh al milismach. And I'll explain why. Why Yeshal Milismach? Because again, while today we're very mazia, and the Mele, it's not called the Rechitza Shel Tainu. It's not called the Rechitza Shel Tainu. Ktanim, Rebbe Eliashiv holds, till Gil Chinuch, they're allowed to rinse regularly. Some people are machmir already from 3 years old on, that the Ktanim were not. They were not rinsed. The reason is why they're a machmir, because the Shechonor brings down that kids that have lice, you're allowed to rinse their hair. Well, what do you have to be matir? Tepulin at kids. So B'liash said, no, we're speaking about kids that are over chinuch, and even so you're allowed. Now, if a person goes normally to a mikveh never of Shabbos, he's allowed to, but if sometimes he skips, so he's not allowed to go to the mikveh. Even if he's allowed to go, he's not allowed to go to sit in the hot mikveh. He has to go to the pleasant mikveh, to the cold one. But for sure not to the hot one, to sit, to have a noe, Kavod Shabbos, Aval has no heter. So now that Aloha Bein Nagia Lemaise, as a minig not to eat boso v'lishto isyayin, from Rosh Chodesh ad Tainis. A lot of people don't know this halacha, and every year they nichshol in this halacha. First time, Rosh Hashanah, a very nice idea to know. Everyone knows Yuchas Aveilus. Ovel is allowed to learn Teyer? No. He's allowed to eat basar v'yayin? Yeah. So the Savroya, we give them wine. Tisha Sayomim, we like Aveili. But to learn, we learn. And why we don't drink? Ovel learns, he doesn't learn, wine he drinks. Had to be 9 days, we don't learn and drink wine. Why 9 days we don't drink wine, we don't eat basal, but we don't learn, we learn. And the Ovel doesn't learn, look up from Zalman, very pushed. So it's the reason the Ovel is, we're not allowed to drink wine, we'll forget about the Avelis. Ovel has nothing more to worry about, we will not forget about his Avelis. Learning, Ovel is a pachad. If you will learn, you'll forget about Zavelis. The learning is Mesameach. Here he says in 9 days, we don't have Avelis. It's Avelis Yeshona. Person doesn't feel the Avelis. In fact, the reason of the Chulban is because they were Mevatel Teire. So the way to memorize this Avelis was to sit and learn. But Shank in the wine, Fakert, is the Avelis Yeshona. If a person will drink wine, he will take and forget about the Avelis. So what are you not allowed to eat? Chicken and meat you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat potatoes that were cooked together with meat. But if they were cooked in a fleshy kepat, even a ben yoimo, you're allowed to eat the potatoes. What if you have potatoes and fell in a piece of meat? If it's butter b'shishim, you're allowed to eat it. The same thing in wine. We machmir not to drink wine. What if you put wine inside the tafshil? It's nuget some bochim, go to restaurants, yeah? Now, these people that go to the restaurant, they order a salmon without the bugs, yeah? Now, you have to know 99.99 salmon that are served in a kosher restaurant, they put wine inside. So, Gebel Yashiv, you're not allowed to eat that fish in Tisha Sayonim. Because you feel the taste of the wine, and even if not, they put the taste of the wine to give it a taste. The same thing, cake that you put in wine, Rabbi Yashiv holds you're not allowed to eat the cake. Now, if you have a suffix, you say suffix that about Lekula, you're allowed to. Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch is making in this fishing. He tells only in meat that it has a mamoshes. It's called meat. So it's not a chalois chefze de isur. So I told you, Moshe, why are you allowed to eat something that was cooked in a fleshy kapat? Not a chefze de isur. The answer, it's avelus. She says meat. It's inside, so you have to have bottle b'shishim. The wine is not called that it's inside here, it's bottle me'elov. Not like I'm drinking wine now. No one will call it his drinking wine. So now no one will call it his drinking wine. As they time it. Now, what is the age? The Mishnah Berurah says, cotton is not allowed to eat if he's healthy. Even if he's not in the age, li'isabel al Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yashvi says, only if he gives lechinuch. Shemazamet says, even from 3 or 4 years old, not to give the kid fleshiks. So again, b'shas adchak, avada you could give till 6, 7 years old, avada you could give fleshiks. Also, mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to give fleshiks. Some even make it only from till 9 years old, till he gives lechinuch Yerushalayim. The minigiz of Shemazam brings down is to start from 3 or 4 years old. About if you don't have nothing else to serve, you have to be. Amol, there was more problem what to serve to the kids. Today there's all these soya zachen. Shemazam says it's very shvel to be makel, and the minig was, even though the kid doesn't understand, was for the parents to feel that it's avelus. If a person made shakel and a piece of meat or wine, or a goffin and a wine, he's allowed to taste a little bit. That will not be a bochel of atole. Someone that is sick is allowed to eat, also or your lettuce till 30 years old is allowed to eat flesh. Not to rush to say I'm a chayle. Some people think if they're chayle not to come to seder, so kal v'chayme they're allowed to, they're chayle not to come to seder, they're for sure allowed to eat flesh. But this is not the kind of the chayle that Chazal will matter. I mean, a choyle that has a schwachkeit, a person has a schwachkeit. But from Zion Odo, people are machmir even if you're a choyle. Now, it's a big shayle. The Welt tainas, that the Mishnah Berurah tainas, that you're allowed to eat shal shud as fleishiks, and even if it goes into Motzei Shabbos, and you know, some people, they have as a different kehilas and klal yisrael, they make like a long fleishik shal shud as, and they schlep it as a bis 11 o'clock. I schlep it into Matzah Shabbos. The Mokka is the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Tov Kufn and Aleph Sivkot and Nunvov. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about Rosh Chodesh, not allowed to eat Rosh Chodesh. ומיד שהספר לו הציבור ארביס מוציא שבס, אבל בשהיוחד לא הספר אל עדיין ובתוך סעודוסוי, עושו בבוסו ויין. ועודים ברוש חודש. אבל שאר האחרונים כוסו, זה מוציא שבס, אם לא הספר לו עדיין, מותו בבוסו ויין. אם לא יספלם. כיוון שאם הוא רוצה לדריק את המוזן, שייך אצלו ישבס. So state, first sheet all, if the ציבור דאב אין מייר ורדי, you can. שבור says, no, you're allowed to eat. Some tiny that this Mishnah Berurah is talking about, if you see Gudosh HaRatzion, if the ציבור will ispal on מייר מי בויד יוי, the דאב אין מייר ורלי, so then was a tzad that you have to stop to eat, you're allowed to carry on. Or, but after the זמן, מרחתי זה allowed to eat. Mechatei si elato yitzawol if it's a teis of Shabbos. So the ikir minig is the oilam ha-meikah. Havdole, and Shulchan Aruch is brought down to give it to a cotton. Cotton has to be yigia l'chinuch, v'lo yigia l'isabel l'Yerushalayim. From 6 to 9. If you don't have someone from 6 to 9, you can give from 9. But you're not allowed to give to a little kid because you can't be moitzim in a goffin, and you also have to have a shtir me'akoy shel brochen. Shemazam and Oyerbach and a lot of kehilis are not makbid. He himself drank it. He was not makbid to give it to a kid. Shemazam said, if you do it in grape juice, it's for sure better. So then for sure you could give it to a kid, because the Isur be'ikar adin is only yayin, grape juice is only a minik. To cut the nails is a machlekes.
Avada lekovet Shabbos, the minig is that you're allowed to be maker. Not lekovet Shabbos, some are machmir, and the ma'aseh, the ikar adin we pass in until Shavu HaShechal, but you're allowed to. So min of Kemina this year is Sunday, Monday, not the Kodineos. Now, to make a siyum, you're allowed to make a siyum or not? You're allowed to make a siyum or not? And Bezim is two shaylas, we'll speak about siyum, and also about restaurants. The Mishneh Berurah brings down, and Sif Kodnei in Gimel, v'siyum masechta, you're allowed to do a siyum masechta and eat fleishes. Im lo nizdam el beli... ומכל, אם לא נזדם בלימוד הסיום, לא יהיה מהיר או יאחר בשביל זה. וכן אם לא יאויס הסעודה בשער יומים. It doesn't make a סעודה every time. It just orders some cookies in room 16 and he makes a סיום. איפה שלא יעשה גם אתו. אבל אם נזדם אין קרוי, and he's used to doing a סעודה, and it happened to be מותורים לאכול, אף אויסם שלא ילומדו. אם היו הולכים דובגויים גם בזמן אחר משום ריוס. If the friends, and they would come to the סיום. But if not, they're not allowed to. So be'etzem, this is me'ikar ha'alochet. The police can bring down that even that this is the halochet, the shittas ha'mishne brua. תביא לי בפסקת שוב, זה מה זה לספורים, אבל האוג'יס ומנתק. ומנהוג הצדיקים הוצינו, שנוהגו להוקל אף למאיר או לשייר סיום המסכת, במיוחד ליום עם אלו ולארבס באבא וראוס בשמחה גמורה של טויר. ואף בשבוע שחל בו, הם משתתפים בבסוד הזו כל הידידים. אמנם אין לי נקם, אלא למי שיש קבול בידי מרבסיהם צדיקי כמוי. יתנן כאן, ינן אלא אותו מור הווי ונפסק בשכנו. What is the pshat of this minig? It's mamish against halacha l'chura. The mug of this minig is again, while the churban abayis was, Chazal say, asher lebichu b'teir tchilo, asher l'hoisu chashuva b'eneyem levorech aleo, the teir was not choshuv. So we make siyumim to show that the teir is choshuv. It's the heifach of the siva of the churban. It's b'meile, the minig of this keilis is to do a siyum. However, if you don't have a minig, stam. It's time to make a siyum, avada is nishtok and heter to do stam siyum.